and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Life is P. I say back because a lot of you are repeat listeners, I see, nowadays. I appreciate you guys subscribing, especially you guys, yo, you hit me up on Twitter, talking about you listening to the podcast, and now you're a fan. Oh my God, do I appreciate you. If you are a new listener, I appreciate you too. Thank you for giving me a shot, letting me speak a little something into your ear. You know, hopefully you find something fruitful. And then let me know, word, hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at PWrites, and that's PWRITES. I'm also at PWrites on Instagram. Hit me up, let me know, you know, if you found it helpful, good. If you want to have some healthy dialogue, I'm good for that. Yeah, I just appreciate you guys. You know, I talk a lot and I have a lot of thoughts, and I appreciate you guys giving me a space where I can share some of these thoughts. So, 4th of July weekend, crazy. I feel like it was probably one of the best weekends my daughter had in a very, very long time. And I say that because, you know, with the pandemic and everything, you know, just the things that she used to do all the time, she could no longer do. I was very reluctant to let her play sports. And, you know, we used to go to water parks, indoor and outdoor. We would go to amusement parks. We would go to play centers, trampoline parks, all of that. And basically it just stopped. The crazy thing is that she's 5, right? So I didn't realize that the stoppage was also going to take some memories out of her mind, like, because she wasn't consistently going. And, you know, I'm thinking of me as an adult and not realizing, like, at 5, like, as she gets older, some of those memories she's going to let go of, because that's just how the brain develops and how memories develop. And I think I read somewhere at one point that, you know, when she gets older or whatever, her earliest memory may be at 6 or something like that, unless there was something traumatic or something major that happened. So she may remember a lot of stuff from, like, 4 and 5, only because, you know, my ex-husband and I were going through the divorce. So that may leave some stuff in her mind, but hopefully nothing that's traumatizing. So I'm working to make sure that she experiences minimal trauma. So we were supposed to go to the aquarium, Baltimore. I think it's called National Aquarium. And we were supposed to go Friday night. And really, because I was, like, going on a whim and just was like, you know what? F it. I'm going to take it to the aquarium. And I got on the road Friday evening and was like, oh my God, I don't care if it's half price. Honey, I am not dealing with that traffic. It was backed up from miles. And I would have paid like $40 for entry for us to have like a half an hour. And thank God I just changed my mind, because I just was like, forget it. Let's just go to the Children's Museum, which is, you know, 10 minutes away from us. It's also half price, but that half price was $10 for the both of us. So that was definitely up my alley. And she had an amazing time. She painted, she climbed on stuff, she kicked stuff, she rode on stuff, she did basketball, she did softball. And it's all at this Please Touch Museum. She had a great time. And it was so crazy. I mentioned the memory thing because as we were walking to the museum, she said, Mommy, I'm so excited because I don't remember ever coming here. I saw the video and I saw the pictures that you and Daddy showed me from when I was little. Because, right, she's 5. She doesn't believe she's little anymore. She's like, you know, I saw them from when I was little, but I don't remember being here. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm so happy to be able to give you this experience. She's just like, I had no idea that it was something swirling around in her mind when she watched those videos or when she looked at pictures. Like, goodness, I can't remember being there. And it was almost like I freed up some type of frustration in her mind trying to remember something. So I was very happy about that. She had an amazing time. She met a little friend. It was so cute because when they were leaving, the little girl was like, I hope I get to see you again. And, you know, I love when people are in love with my child. So that was wonderful. And then Saturday, I was like, okay, now we're going to go to the aquarium. So I go online, I purchase tickets. We take the forever ride. And so we go out there and she just was in awe. She's never been to an aquarium before. And of course, it's been a billion years since I have. And I was pitching a fit about how much this aquarium costs until we went inside. It was so worth it. It was just so much to see. So much to see, so much to touch, so much to read. Because yes, my baby was having me read. Oh, Mom, what does it say? And, you know, if she could read it herself, she reads it herself. If she struggled, Mom, come on, help me read it. Like, she's like, you gonna participate, ma'am. So she got to touch a jellyfish. It was just, it was really good. And it was good one-on-one time. I could just see in her smile how extremely happy she was. And I was just so happy to be able to give her that experience. And then Sunday, I was like, good, Sunday and Monday, I could just chill. So we did a little bit of chilling, but, you know, I have to, like, pack up my house. So I'm in the basement doing mucho stuff during what's supposed to be my writing time. So I was conflicted at first, but then the weight lifted off my shoulders. So I'm cleaning out the basement or whatever, but I feel so good because it's done. Okay, that is an amazing feeling. And I feel like I'll probably be able to write better now that that's done and not on my mind. And so, you know, I don't know if I talked about it before, but, you know, my daughter's favorite food is macaroni and cheese, and it has to be baked macaroni and cheese. Like, it has to be homemade. She ain't going for no Kraft. She ain't going for no Chick-fil-A. She ain't going for no Panera. She ain't going for no Stouffer's. She ain't going for none of that. She wants homemade macaroni and cheese. And even if you make it at home, she's looking at it sideways because she want to know, do you make it like her mom? Honey, listen, there's very few things where I feel like I could brush my shoulders off on, but that, honey, she be making a mama feel so good with that. So I made her some macaroni and cheese. And then at night, we sat outside and watched the fireworks. There's a riverfront near us where they do a firework display. And it's probably like 10 minutes from us. It's near where the museum is. But I'm able to see the fireworks from my front porch. So I don't have to deal with the crowds. I'm really going to miss this house. I don't have to deal with the crowds. I don't have to deal with anything. And we just sat outside. I let her stay up late at night. And we just sat outside together watching fireworks. And it was amazing, amazing. Whatever time she had, whatever good time she had, I had the same. It was amazing. And it got me to thinking, all of that to say, it got me to thinking, what are you experiencing? I know there's so much that we're doing, but what are we experiencing? Are we skipping over the experience just to mark off things on a task list? Are we racing toward a goal and never minding the journey? Like, are we not sharing in the experience? Are we not basking in the actual experience? What are you experiencing? How are you designing your life? When I think about the things that I'm doing, I think about, like, you know, the life that I want and, you know, what kind of house I want and what I'm doing and what kind of writer I want to be and what kind of accolades I want to receive and what kind of life I want to live. But there is a life that I'm living now. There's a journey that I'm taking now. And honestly, part of what I'm living now is what I designed 2-3 years ago. You know, I've definitely mentally made it to the level where I'm now look to the next set of goals where I can continue the design and continue to perfect it. However, what I'm living now is also by design. And I have a lot of people in my life who, so it must be true, right? Who will get on me about not pausing to be grateful in the accomplishments I've already had. I'm probably the hardest critic on myself. I downplay a lot of stuff. I don't celebrate enough, even though I am overjoyed to celebrate on your behalf, overjoyed to celebrate your accomplishments. You know, we'll tell you, yo, walk in your power, do your thing. I'm cheering you on. I want the best for you. I want the best for me. However, I sometimes am so focused on what to do next, on what step to take next, where to go next, that I'm not experiencing the accomplishment. I know it, but it's just a step for me. And I want to pause on that. I want to experience the accomplishment, experience the joy in it, experience the celebration. When a group of authors and I got together and we did a compilation called Hotels. And Hotels is based off of Jasmine Sullivan's album, Hotels. And we all like had a different spin. We all picked a song and we all wrote a story based upon the title of the song. It didn't necessarily correlate to how the song went, but we used the title of the song and the idea of it as inspiration. And so it's kind of like we did a track list. And then there was a poet who, Kiara, beautiful poet, who, you know, wrote pieces for each of the stories. Thank God for her. And Hotels actually did better than a lot of other projects I had done where I was the newcomer. And I think that was the first book that I actually like celebrated continuously. You know, there's always the celebration of release day. There's always the celebration if you get a banner. So like Touch Me First was my first book that Amazon classified as erotica, but I wouldn't go as far to say that that's what it is. But there are people in my life who say, no, that's what it is, hon. But when that book debuted at number one, that was the first time I received the banner. And I think I actually celebrated that because I was like, woo, it was so much of a stamp. And I had never done that before. And it lasted a while. It was up there for a bit. And it just did so well that I think I allowed that celebration. But I feel like the accomplishment in itself needs to be celebrated, needs to have its own stamp, not because of how well it did. Sure, that's the extra celebration, but you accomplished it. You finished it. You got to that step. Hell, as I'm struggling to finish books right now, you know, now, of course, it's evident in my mind that when these things get accomplished, it needs to be a celebration, but it needs to be a little longer than the 24 hours that I typically give it because I need to experience it. And I think what Hotels, part of what did so well for all of us is that we experienced it. It was something together. So because I find it easier to root other people on, I find it easier to promote other people's stuff. You know, I was definitely doing way more promotion on my own than I normally do for my own books. I had it in my fleets on Twitter. I was reposting it. I had people very close to me who was reposting it. Everybody seemed to be buying it. I still have people who are sending me text messages asking me for autographed copies. So I'm definitely experiencing the accomplishment of this book. And I just think to myself, and I'm just like, why can't I experience the accomplishment of books that I wrote on my damn own? Like, what's going on with me? Why can't I spend more time promoting those rather than jumping to, okay, I promoted it, it's out there, people are buying it, okay, let me get to the next book. Not that I won't write the next book, but I can't let that overshadow me experiencing the book that's out now, the accomplishment that's out now, the thing that's ready. I need to pay more attention to what I'm experiencing. I don't want to run through this life searching for one particular goal. I want to be able to remember this life with joy and fullness. And even though I may have had my moments, even though I may have my trials, my tribulations, even though I may have my pain, my tears, my suffering, I still want to have an overall knowledge that, but I got through and I experienced things that gave me joy. I pleasured in my accomplishments. That's what I want to do. I want to pleasure in my accomplishments. I want to do that. I want to bask in it because they're mine and I worked hard for them. I did. Every accomplishment I have, I worked for mine. that's why it's an accomplishment. It's not handed over. It's not like, you know, somebody passed that on. I worked for it. I deserve to bask in it, just like you deserve to bask in your accomplishments. Experience it. Don't just run through it. Don't just check it off a list. Experience it. That's what I think we're missing in a lot of our day-to-day. We're not experiencing, and it's why some of us don't experience as much joy as we'd like to, because we think joy is a destination that we're running to, but joy is a state of being that we can go through our lives with that can equip us to fight the adversary, whatever the adversary may be, whether it be an ex-husband, whether it be a friend who betrayed you, whether it be a job that let you go, whether it be a demotion, whether it be whatever, a car accident, an illness. But you know, that joy and state of being can really lessen the trauma of those experiences. So I really want, at least for myself, if you don't want to join me, that's on you. That's cool. But for me and myself, me and my house, we're going to praise the Lord. But me and my house, I want us to bask in some experiences and some accomplishments. Watching my daughter experience and just let herself be overtaken by the shock and the glory and the, ooh, look how beautiful, look, oh my God, is never seen anything like it, never done anything like this, and just hop around because she's just so freaking happy. Yeah, I'm an adult, but there's no reason why I can't experience that. That's me stopping that. So that's my spiel, right? Like, let's experience, let's pleasure in our accomplishments. Let's just experience this life, not just do things, not just race. You know, I talk to people who I'm dating to marry, and that's good for you. You know, I'm in a different place, right? I just finished being married, so I'm not dating to marry. I'm meeting people to add value to my life, who I can also add value to theirs. That's what I'm doing. I'm meeting people. And, you know, I'm very lucky. I have very, very good friends, male and female, that I wouldn't trade, let go for anything. And that's what I always wanted. People in my life that I can love wholeheartedly, whether it be romantic, friendship, family, whatever. I just want to love wholeheartedly, and realizing that that's me who can control that, you know, and I don't want to just give my love away to anyone. And I'm not in any rush to get to anybody's altar. I've said this before and people have laughed at me. I've been like, at this point in my life, I could be somebody's girlfriend for the rest of my life. I could be somebody's wife and we could live in two separate households. Okay. Because I'm definitely signing a prenup next time if it ever happens. But I'm not in a rush to get to whatever that looks like, because I want to experience this journey. I want to have fun. I want to just bask. I just want to bask, because being brave enough to get divorced when I know I should, that's major for me. That's major because it sat in my mind for a number of years. And I did a lot of self-work thinking that the self-work was going to help the marriage, because maybe it's me. Maybe, you know, I'm going wrong. But, you know, when you're in a marriage and self-work needs to happen, it needs to happen on both sides. And unfortunately, in my point of view, it did not. So, but at the same time, it helped me see clearer. It helped me see clearer. So I need to experience the afterglow of having that kind of bravery, the afterglow of accomplishing that for me. I know there's somebody's out there is like, what? Divorce is an accomplishment? Mind your business. No, I'm putting my business out there. I understand it. But if it ain't for you, it ain't for you. You know, if you got the, listen, I'm a root for you if marriage is the thing for you. If that's what you want to experience, that's cool. When you get married, I hope that you bask in the experience of your marriage. I hope you don't race to have a child or race to have three children or four children or whatever. I hope that you bask in the accomplishment of being able to commit your love to one person and what that feels like to have that person commit their love to you. Bask in that, experience that. Don't just rush to whatever the next step is. Just chill for a second. Take your time. It's summertime. It's perfect for the just chill. Let's just take it easy. Let's just, we're going to do some things towards our goals, but we're going to experience the afterglow of every accomplishment. All right. Off the soapbox. If you would like to support me and my work, please hit up Amazon, look up the writer Phoenix Ash. I have several books available for paperback, as well as if you have Kindle Unlimited, yeah, the train don't care that I'm recording. You know, Kindle Unlimited, all my books. Actually, Savage Fever, the series, is the only one that's not available on paperback yet. It's all available on Kindle and Kindle Unlimited. And if you're like, oh, but I don't have a Kindle, they have a free app. You can download the app. Most books are like 99 cents if you have Kindle app or whatever. Or if you have Kindle Unlimited, you know, you pay a monthly fee and, you know, you read however much you want, which is what I do because I still got to watch my decades. But yeah, do that. If you want an autographed copy of a book, please let me know. Usually I'll put up in my fleets what I still have available, but you can always DM me and say, hey, I saw this on Amazon. I'm curious if you have a paperback and if you can get it to me signed. I will definitely work with you for that. I will order copies for you if that is what you want. I definitely will cater to that. My website coming soon. I think there's something I'm supposed to do that I haven't done. So I have to follow up with the homie to see what I'm supposed to do so we can get that cracking. Twitter, at P Writes. Listen, I get spicy sometimes. So if you know, you're kind of like, oh, I don't want to hear no reckless talk, I'm probably not the person you want to follow. But if you don't mind that, yeah, come on. Come on. We get it cracking. It's fun. It's a lot going on. But yeah, come on. I love to talk. I love to chat. I love to go back and forth. So let's do that. All right. So until the next time we can exchange power, I hope you have a wonderful, blessed experience over the next few days. I hope you bask in your accomplishments because you are awesome. You are great. And you deserve every single thing that you've worked for. All right. I love you guys. Peace.